Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. And want to go straight into the word this morning. I pray everyone's doing well. I tell you, God has been so good to us. There's many of us have gone through this plague, and we've not been out of work. We've not lost our income. Plus, on top of that, many people have been given extra money from the government. And I pray that during this time that the church has been shut down, that you've been faithful to honor God in your giving, and also this extra money you're getting, that you will honor God with it. I would appreciate very much those of you that will take an offering and send it to us here, World Revivals, P.O. Box 1618, Conyers, Georgia, 30012, and help us prepare for our missionary trip in October. When the Lord spoke to me a year ago in October 2019, we had a year to prepare. Now we're down to right at 6 months. So I'm trying to raise enough money to do everything God wants us to do. We're going to have 4 major crusades. It's going to take plane tickets, motel eats, renting cars, paying for crusades. We're going to have 4 open air crusades. So we're doing a lot, and we need a lot of help. So if every one of you did get this extra income, if you would just set aside whatever you can spare, some of you could do 50, some of you could do 100, some of you could do more, but we need your help to help reach these souls in Africa, because God told us the great lights is now going to begin to shine in Africa. I'm encouraged about what God's doing. But anyway, as I left off on the last broadcast, God was speaking to Joshua to take the people forward. Moses had led them for 40 years, and now all of a sudden there was a change in leadership. And anytime you have a change in leadership, or God changes the way he leads, then you're going to hit bumps in the road. And it was no different with Joshua. I'm sure people was all upset and wanted to know where Moses was, why God had took Moses, and why God had put this in Joshua's hands. And it's just simply Moses had finished his course. And there comes times that God lets ministries and ministers finish their course. He takes us from one generation to another, from one dispensation to another dispensation. And last December 2018, the Lord showed me that the dispensation and generation that I had been raised in had come to an end. I saw this big, huge steam locomotive barreling down the tracks, blowing out a full head of steam, powerful, running along, looked like it was invincible. Nothing could stop it. But then it started running out of steam. And as it kept slowing down, it finally come to a stop. There in the tracks, you stopped dead. And the Lord said, the generation and the dispensations you was raised in had come to an end. It's over with. I'm not going to move that way anymore. And the Lord had dealt with me for several years that he was bringing us from one generation to another and from one dispensation to another. And when he spoke to me in 98, he began to show me that what I had raised in, what my mom and daddy, when they got the Holy Ghost in 1948 and walked in all their lives, that this dispensation was fixing to come to an end and God was going to do a new thing. And children, we are entering in a new thing. There is a new thing in the earth. A new thing has begun in the earth, and God is now going to move and do something that mine and your generation has never seen. Matter of fact, he is now going to take us back to the visitation of the Holy Ghost that came in the book of Acts church. I don't believe we're going to see the manifestation that we saw on the day of Pentecost. I don't believe that, because I believe God's doing things different. Are we going to see the government? Are we going to see the unity? Are we going to see the restoring of the one God, the one faith? Yes, we are, because God is one more time bringing the foundation back. You know, it was on Tuesday, the 14th of April, just about a week or 10 days ago. We're in Wednesday now, so it was 8 days ago that the Lord spoke to me. He said, you do not have the understanding of the faith that I once delivered to the saints. He said, you have the premise of it. You know the outline of it. You know the perimeters of what it was. But you do not know all that was in that faith that I delivered to the saints. And he said, because that man added so much doctrine and so many of their ideas to that faith since the day of Pentecost, he said, the doctrine is polluted, and I will now begin to restore pure doctrine, and I will now begin to bring in the word that is going to be pure. The unadulterated, undefiled word of God is now going to be restored to us. So I want to tell you what God told Joshua: be strong and of a good courage. Three different times there, I believe, in verse 6 and 7 and 9, he told him, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, is what he said in verse 9, but be strong and of a good courage and know that I'm with you and I'm going to lead you. And the Lord began to deal with me that this new thing is going to bring in new doctrine, it's going to bring in new teaching, it's going to bring in new wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we've never had revealed to us before. So we got two choices. The church can either change and go God's way, or it can stay like it is and keep going on the course it's on, and God will reach outside the church and raise up a new people and bring forth a new people, a new dispensation, and a new generation. And how many times has God had to do it in the past? You go back every generation, every dispensation, just about God's had to reach outside the church and get a new individual or raise up a new people, because people got bogged down in part truth and they wouldn't move forward. And I pray you listen to the voice of God.